All righty. Very happy to welcome the Michigan Senate Minority Leader, Republican gubernatorial candidate, Eric Nesbitt. Nice to see you, Eric.
Paul W., always a pleasure to see you, and thank you for continuing to serve Michigan and the working folks around Michigan and giving them a voice.
Well, it's nice of you to say, and it's been nice watching you here because you're working with everybody, and you realize how important it is that we have common ground for the problems, which are substantial, that Michigan is facing.
Well, I'll work with anybody that will work to lower the cost of living for working families and our seniors, and that means repealing the state property tax, or it means repealing the Green New Scam to lower the cost of energy that's industrializing hundreds of thousands of acres of farm and forest land. And it means, you know, working to repeal the state property tax, what the House Republicans passed last week. But I think the most important thing coming out of this is that our kids aren't able to make it in Michigan right now. When 3 out of 5 fourth graders can't read at grade level, when we're 44th in reading scores and education, when we continue to see a lot of implementation of this woke DEI nonsense in our schools instead of valuing that they actually learn reading and the ABCs. And I think there's a lot of areas where we can actually find common ground and actually bringing back into our schools the trades. And this is something I hear from Ironwood to Monroe and all over the place, is that over the last 25 years, I think we told a half a generation of folks a lie that you don't have to work with your hands. I think a lot of people learn that you can get a good family supporting job by working with your hands. I look at my brother that went into the trades, a diesel mechanic. He's had a good family supporting job.
Hey, Eric, I look at you. You were raised on a family, sixth generation Darien grape farm. You were working.
Well, I think Michiganders deserve a governor that works just as hard as they do. And working on that family dairy and grape farm in southwest Michigan, you learn the values of hard work.
Waking up early and feeding the cows.
Yep. Five. We'd have to get up at 5:30 in the morning if we're going to take the car to school, because we'd have to do the morning chores. That means shoveling out the alleyways from manure, feeding the cows, running the feed bunk. And so we'd have to shower to get some of that manure off us.
I had to do that, and I didn't even grow up on a farm. But, you know, what's going to be
you
the
had
most
some brothers or something?
Yeah. What's going to be the most important for you as governor of the great state of Michigan, Eric Nesbitt?
Well, it's really the three things. It's tough right now. Families are feeling squeezed. The average family makes $9,000 less here in Michigan than the average family does nationally.
Terrible.
And yet we pay the highest cost for insurance and energy and property tax in the state. And so the challenges that we have for families is actually lowering the cost by lowering the cost of energy, by repealing the Green New Scam, lowering the cost of property tax, by repealing the state property tax, forcing utilities to lower rates by $1 billion, by repealing the personal property tax. But we got to take a flamethrower to the bureaucracy that's in Lansing, the permitting bureaucracy that's growing up. I was talking to a farmer in Lapeer a little bit ago. They got a letter from Whitmer's environmental regulators saying that the manure from their stock trailer, after they bring it back from the auction house, they can't spread back on the field. It's called industrial solid waste. They have to go to a landfill. I'm sorry. That's BS, both figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
But you're hearing that all across the state from the mandates that have been coming down from Lansing and Governor Whitmer and the Democrats. And we got to reform our labor laws to be more competitive. We got to say we're open for business.
We're going to have more conversations, Eric. But real quick, where do people find out more about what your plan is? Maybe they want to donate money to your cause. What's the website?
NesbittForGovernor.com. I'm the only Eric with an A. Middle of 5 kids, all started with A's, but NesbittForGovernor.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. You can follow us along on any of those social media platforms.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
And Kim had mentioned to me, and now that I think about it, I'm seeing pictures with you with your kids, and she found it adorable. How many kids?
I have three.
Three.
So
okay.
seven-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. God bless Mama.
God bless Mama is right.